In this video, we will talk about making disciples in the microchurch gathering. A microchurch is not merely a friendly meeting. It is not only a meal, a Bible discussion, or a prayer circle. A microchurch should become a disciple-making community. Jesus said in Matthew 28, "Go and make disciples of all nations." That mission belongs not only to large churches, missionaries, or professional clergy. It belongs to the church. A microchurch can participate in that mission right where people live, work, gather, and seek hope. Disciple-making begins with invitation. People are welcomed into relationship. A neighbor, co-worker, family member, or friend may come because someone personally invited them. Then comes belonging. People experience Christian community. They are greeted, heard, prayed for, and treated with dignity. Then comes gospel clarity. A microchurch should not assume everyone understands the good news of Jesus Christ. The gospel must be explained with humility and courage. Christ came, died for our sins, rose again, calls us to repentance and faith, and brings us into new life. Then come spiritual practices. People learn to read scripture, pray, worship, forgive, serve, give thanks, resist sin, and love others. Then comes formation. Disciples grow in character, doctrine, obedience, and mission. They begin to follow Jesus in daily life, not only during the gathering. Then comes leadership development. A faithful disciple may become a helper, host, scripture reader, prayer leader, hospitality coordinator, apprentice, future minister, or future microchurch planter. A common mistake is measuring success only by attendance. Attendance matters, but discipleship asks deeper questions. Are people growing in Christ? Are they learning scripture? Are they praying? Are relationships becoming healthier? Are new believers being guided wisely? Are future leaders being identified? Is the gospel reaching beyond the room? A microchurch should prayerfully ask, who are the 10 people we can help raise up for future ministry? This is not pressure. It is prayerful discernment. Local churches and soul centers can strengthen this process through mentorship, training, commissioning, credentialing, and ordination pathways where appropriate. The microchurch gathering is not the finish line. It is a formation space. People gather around Christ, grow as disciples, and are sent into the world as witnesses. When a small gathering becomes a disciple-making community, gospel multiplication has already begun.